Those running Dharma Pharmaceuticals knew after Virginia moved to legalize recreational adult use of marijuana that being a mom-and-pop shop wouldn't cut it.
We're very thankful where we are today, but we quickly realized that being a local company with no, you know, national presence was going to be a very challenging time for Dharma to compete in Virginia.
Virginia market leader Jack Page says Dharma is now a wholly owned subsidiary of Green Thumb Industries.
The founder, his great-grandfather invested in Jim Beam in the early 1800s. They had a family investment office in Chicago. As medical cannabis was coming to Illinois, they had people coming in to ask for money for investments. They couldn't find a partner they felt comfortable investing in, so they decided just to start the company themselves.
Page says their main facility in Abington was originally said to be at the Bristol Mall.
Shortly after we won the license, the casino came to town in Bristol, and so they needed the entire mall. So we went to the Board of Pharmacy and asked for a change of location before we broke ground, and they denied that change of location. So the only option for us was to build a facility that would pass inspection and open in that location at the mall.
But they found a way to legally move to Abington.
Once we had the license, we had what the state called conditional approval, and that meant we had approval to build a facility. We had a year to do that, and the Board of Pharmacy felt it would be unfair to the other applicants for the license in this region because location was part of the scoring process, and they thought if they compared our Bristol location to the others and then all of a sudden let us have a different location, that wouldn't be fair. So once we became a licensed pharmaceutical processor, we were allowed to move and just reapply for the permit. So we couldn't move as a conditionally approved permit holder, but we could move just like any normal pharmacy could once you became licensed.
Page also said there's a lot of red tape for medical marijuana businesses, depending on how closely you work with the actual plant.
For example, because we are plant touching, if we take a deposit to our bank, a suspicious activity report is filed with the Treasury Department, even though there isn't any. But the Cole Act, and then there's 10 or 12 provisions that you have to adhere to, and, you know, can't be money laundering, can't be part of the cartel, that kind of stuff.
If you're wondering how clean Dharma's facility is, Page says the restrictions are strict.
With the medical program being vertically integrated, meaning we're seed to sale, our facility is 55,000 square feet. We have to adhere to CGMP practices, so our production area is food grade safe. The production facility employees change clothes, even down to their socks and shoes stay on the property in Abington. They're laundered there. They never leave the facility.
We've told you previously here on WFIR about the Safe Banking Act, which would allow marijuana businesses to actually use a bank. Page says that's only one of the benefits.
Which will allow, you know, social equity applicants to enter the field because there's such a high capital cost to opening these facilities that, you know, like I said, because funding is so limited, most people don't have the resources to be able to open something like this.
This has been a WFIR in-depth report. I'm Ian Price.